Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought love was a game.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. Leo Haviland is our guest. Leo Haviland, H-A-V-I-L-A-N-D, leohaviland.com, right, Leo?
Yes, sir.
The book is called Words on the Street. If you want to see the things that Leo writes, and folks, it's very, very intelligent writing. You'll learn a lot. But take your blueberries, eat your blueberries, because he's a smart guy. I have to put my track shoes on to keep up with him. Leo, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being a great member of our Brain Trust. We've been talking about currency and how it impacts all of us, especially us out here on Main Street. Take a couple of minutes and wrap this up, because I want to spend a couple of minutes on digital currency. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jim. We're at a particularly critical point now here on Main Street. We have to look at the gradual creeping up of interest rates. And I think we should also, in addition to the currencies where the dollar is quite strong, look in Washington, where we see significant divisions and questions regarding the quality of leadership. And take a look at what battles are going on over Obamacare related quarrels. Let's suppose that becomes difficult, even more difficult than we now see, to get past. Are people then going to look and say, what's going to happen on the tax code? And as you have underlined, you know, what's going on there could have some significant impact for small businesses, because a lot of the, let's call it, optimism and bullishness in the U.S. economy is based on infrastructure spending and a lower corporate tax rate.
And getting rid of Obamacare.
Yes, and if that doesn't happen, and it looks like, say, tax reform, however you want to define reform, doesn't come through, that's going to carry over into equity marketplaces and also currencies and stocks, and it will even affect, therefore, other assets like house prices.
Right.
Which matter to people.
Mortgage rates will go up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that'll affect the housing industry. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. So you're saying, what I hear you saying is that there's a lot riding on the reform capacity of the leadership in Washington.
Yes.
And I agree with you. And on the tax reform thing, something that nobody's talking a lot about that I think is going to have an impact is if they don't make the reform retroactive. If we have to wait another year for reform, if we get the reform, but we have to wait on it, which means that we don't really get the good impact for maybe a year, almost 2 years, I think that's going to affect us. I think most of us are thinking retroactive. What do you think?
You're making an excellent point. An awful lot of optimism is based on these tax reforms and related legislation or tax action taking effect soon. However, there's a risk with the tax reform if the indications of the Trump plan go through that it's going to cause the deficit to spike, which means rate spike, which might have some unpleasant effects for all of us on Main Street.
Well, there's speaking of rates spiking, you and I have to recognize that next week when the Fed meets, they are going to raise rates.
Yes.
A quarter point. They're going to do one of the two that I predicted they would do this year. So they got one out of the way. They'll be able to do one more. Otherwise, they have to check with me, Leo. But they're going to raise it one. So what's the impact of that raise going to be? Is it already baked into the cake, or is there more excitement to come from that?
Much is baked into the cake. However, their language, which will be quite murky, muddy, misty, also is going to be a factor.
And we'll also find out if the economy is actually strong enough to withstand that.
True.
We think it is.
Yep, they'll watch and wait.
Yeah. We think it is. I mean, I'm talking about this next one, the one next week. We think it's strong enough, but, you know, who knows what could happen. These are touchy times, aren't they, Leo?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm glad we got you to help us sort it out, though, Leo. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. LeoHaviland.com. Check out, it's his name.com on the website there. You'll be smarter when you get there. And his book is called Words on the Street. Very important book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.